Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 3rd, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Experiences of stalking and obtaining a restraining order are associated with onset of cardiovascular events in women, a prospective analysis in the Nurses Health Study 2. This prospective study within the Nurses Health Study 2 found that women who experienced stalking, particularly those who obtained restraining orders, had a significantly higher risk of developing cardiovascular events. The increased risk highlights the long-term cardiovascular consequences of interpersonal violence and the potential need for targeted screening and intervention in women with a history of stalking. These findings underscore the importance of addressing violence as a cardiovascular risk factor. Article number 2. Evaluation of lipoprotein A as a prognostic marker of extracoronary atherosclerotic vascular disease progression. This study evaluated lipoprotein A as a marker for extracoronary atherosclerotic vascular disease progression. Results indicated that elevated lipoprotein A levels are associated with a higher risk of developing extracoronary atherosclerotic vascular disease and related complications, suggesting it may serve as a useful prognostic biomarker. These results reinforce the need for considering lipoprotein A levels in risk assessment for atherosclerotic vascular disease. Article number 3. Piezo 1 overexpression in hereditary hemorrhagic telangiectasia arteriovenous malformations. This research investigated the role of piezo 1 in hereditary hemorrhagic telangiectasia arteriovenous malformations. The study found that piezo 1 is overexpressed in arteriovenous malformations associated with hereditary hemorrhagic telangiectasia, particularly those caused by activin receptor-like kinase 1 mutations. This suggests a potential therapeutic target for managing arteriovenous malformations in hereditary hemorrhagic telangiectasia. Article number 4. Cellular reprogramming by PHF7 enhances cardiac function following myocardial infarction. This study identified PHF7 as a potent epigenetic factor that enhances the direct reprogramming of fibroblasts into cardiomyocytes in vitro. In a model of myocardial infarction, PHF7-mediated reprogramming improved cardiac function. These findings suggest PHF7 could be a key factor in developing cell-based therapies for ischemic heart disease. Article number 5. Left ventricular hypertrophy and myocardial fibrosis in heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Mechanisms and treatment. This review article discusses the mechanisms and treatment of left ventricular hypertrophy and myocardial fibrosis in heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. It highlights the role of comorbidities like hypertension, obesity, and diabetes in promoting adverse cardiac remodeling and fibrosis. The review emphasizes the need for targeted therapies addressing these underlying comorbidities to improve outcomes in heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.